This is Marawan Musings, brought to you by Marawan, who are auspiced by Otway Health. It's a wonderful thing. It's a great community house. In fact, it's probably the busiest community house south of Geelong.
South of Geelong.
Probably. And in a minute, in any minute now, you could hear from my co-presenter, Jodie Anderson, when I turn her microphone on. She's still talking. I still haven't got it turned on yet. Now it's turned on.
He's so mean. I've been talking for the last 5 minutes, so that's mean.
That's not mean. It's just a little coordination issue.
Do you think I'm on?
Yes, you're on now. Okay. Yes. Can't hear yourself?
No.
Well, never mind.
Don't worry.
Just speak with confidence.
Right. Move forward with confidence.
What's going on at that community house
of
yours?
Given that I'm the only one in Otway Health today working, it's really quiet. So it's lovely. It's a lovely time. No phones call, so it's lovely. What's going on? What we're busily working towards is that this time of year, lots of people out there in the community are needing their first aid course and RSA. And so we have just confirmed the first aid course for the 27th of November, and that's from 9 till 5, and that will be $140 for the day, and that's obviously an accredited program. And our RSA program, that's obviously really, really sought after, given that we're coming into the season. Lawn Community House has graciously offered us a number of spots in their program, which is really exciting, and that will be on the 16th of November, and that's only a 3-hour program, and it's $65.
Wait a minute. Tell me more about this. Lawn Community House, what's offering us spots in what?
RSA, Responsible Service of Alcohol. And at this time of year, it's a really good one because people need it to go out and get casual jobs in the local hotels or restaurants or whatever.
Yep.
And it's a requirement if you're going to do any of those jobs, Bob. So if there's a lot of people, if we get more than 10, we can actually run our own here in Apollo Bay. So the provider's happy to come down.
Yep.
So if you are needing it or wanting it, please give us a call and we will either pop you into the lawn one in November or we'll have one here. And I'm thinking we'll probably get enough to get one here. So anywhere between 8 and 10, and it's 3 hours. So we could be a bit negotiable in terms of whether it was morning, afternoon or evening. So if it is at something you need, just give me a ring on 5237 8590.
Now, Responsible Service of Alcohol, I have one of those tickets longer ago than I can remember.
Oh, okay, sure.
Do I need to update it?
Yes,
or?
You do. Okay. So you have to update it every don't quote me, Bob. It's either every 3 years or every year. But to update it, it's quite easily. All you have to do is go online and do
a little refresher course thing.
Even just a little questionnaire.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's really the quick and easy way to do that is to go to the Deakin website and you can quickly do that refresher, which I think only takes an hour and costs $45. So if it is that you've got one, like Bob, and you just need to refresh it, that's the quick way to get around that one.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Gee, it's a good thing to ask someone that knows the answer, isn't it?
Oh, sometimes. Huh? Sometimes, Bob. Sometimes I know the answers and other times I simply don't.
Other times I'm sure you know where to look.
Oh, that's exactly. That's the secret to life is where to look,
And then occasionally you probably tell people where to go.
Okay. So I'm not even commenting on what Bob's talking about there.
That was a wicked thing that I said.
Now, the other thing that we did advertise in this terms program is a African drumming workshop. And a couple of people, good Bob. Yeah, like that.
Love that.
Is
that happening? Have you got enough people?
No, I've only got 3, so I need more.
More drummers.
I need more drummers. I need more people wanting to do African drums. If it is that you're thinking, I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I'm musical. I'm not sure. I'm a bit embarrassed. They say it is so much fun.
It would be fun, I think.
Bob will do it. It's for 3 hours and we're going to a gentleman has just come to Lawn and he's happy to do it whenever we need it to be done in November. So I can't do it with 3. I need more, please. I need about 10, really.
Okay, get to the drumming thing.
And we can do it on the weekends. We can do it any time. They say once you've done one class, you want to do more. And I think it would be a bit – do you think it would be a bit like that, Bob? I think it would be one of those ones where you actually just do it and you think,
wow, what a good thing that was.
Yeah, I need more of that.
Yeah.
Because it's meant to be great. The weird thing – also, it's meant to be great exercise.
Because you're standing around and jumping up and down.
Well, it's really full on. So if you're a bit interested or you're thinking, oh, that sounds a bit intriguing, go online and have a look at some of the workshops being run in Melbourne, and they do it to music. They do it to music. What a stupid thing to say. They do it to – oh, for goodness, I'd hate to be a Tuesday morning. They do it to music. Funny that. Yeah, they create music. But they do it around different topics and themes, and you can do it around anxiety or around a whole range of different themes you might be experiencing. But the one here in we're going to have is just a fun one, and just a start point, because if people are interested, it's not to say we couldn't run one each month, which might be really good. We might have a drummer's sort of group that meets monthly.
Absolutely.
Which would be amazing, wouldn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. If you know, the Yukaholics and the drummers could get together and have Yukaholic drumming or something. The other thing about drumming is if you can't get your fingers around a fret, if you kind of think you'd be in the choir but you're not sure about hitting the notes, well, anyone can keep a rhythm. And if you get into a group with drumming, then picking up the rhythm is a lot easier and it's a lot of fun.
Do you think everyone can do rhythm?
I think, most people. Have a cough. I've turned your microphone down. There you go. You
can, thanks okay. for the cough.
Feel better now?
Yeah, I do.
Good. So, look, come out of the closet and get the inner drummer going. That's
inner drummer. But I think Bob's right. I think they say anyone can do it. So, don't feel anxious. I thought I'd even have a go because I just think it'd be a whole lot of fun.
And it's very satisfying to bang a thing around.
Oh, is it?
It is. Well, you can't bang people around and you can't, you're not allowed to hit things in the world.
No, that's true.
If it's a drum, you can whack the hell out of it. You really can.
Bob's going to play a song while I have a call.
I'm going to play a song. And it's not just any old song. It's Van Morrison and a song I haven't heard yet from his new album, and it's called Ordinary People. On three, ABR, the Marawarn Musings program. Ordinary People. That's from Van Morrison's new album. I don't think there are any ordinary people. Do you, Jodie?
Not in Apollo Bay. Not, no, absolutely not. As I was walking down the beach this morning, I was thinking about the people in our community, and I can't think of one ordinary person.
That's interesting, isn't it? We do attract. Do you think it's the distance or the space or the something in the woo that attracts kind of?
I think there's something that people there's a common thread people tell me. I ask people why they come here, and they say to me, or a number of people have said to me, they've come here with not the view of living here, ended up living here, but there's something that draws them to the environment, draws them here, but there's some sort of connection, spiritual connection. So if you think about that, that's pretty wild, isn't it?
Well, I have a more basic view, and that is that we're all just perimeter dwellers. We're people who don't like being in the middle. The view is better from the edge. You see more.
Well, I was waiting. Bob was going to have this conversation. Bob and I analyse it quite a lot, and we talk about we all think we live on the edge because we're right near the edge.
Mm.
And if you think about that and you think about living on the edge and then what prevents you from going over the edge, I suspect there's a whole lot of community connection and development that happens to stop people going over the edge.
All right.
And so I think that's probably
which brings you back neatly to your next course, probably.
I was going to say, that's probably why I've got the easiest job in the world, I think, because everyone's connected already. So it's a matter of just trying to join the dots, really.
Yep.
So what we're doing at the moment in Marawarn is we're looking to have a summer program. And the reason why is, ask me the reason why, Bob.
Why would you want to have a summer program?
Why would you do a summer?
Because it's getting warmer.
Well, people think, sometimes people think it's going to be 30 degrees all of January, and chances are it's not. So what we're looking to do is to run a number of different short workshops for different parts of the community.
Mm.
And they will be things like an arts program, and that will be creating a piece. So it will be running a workshop for a day, creating a particular piece. We're looking to do some meditation type workshops, and that will be again for a block of time, and that's around relaxing and getting centered. Also, we're looking to have the robot lady. Now, Bob, ask me what is the robot lady?
What does she do?
It's the funniest thing in the world, isn't it? It's called Lego Robot Build and Program. So it's for children between the age of 7 and 14.
7 and 50.
Oh, okay. So a bit older.
I think a lot of older people play with Lego, don't they?
In a sophisticated way.
Well, anyway, I'm diverting you.
Yeah, I think it's
okay,
quite...
The robot lady with Lego.
It's quite, yep. She has this particular machine, and I'm looking at the photo of it, and it looks quite scary, actually. But anyway, no, it's fine. And it's about, the robot lady is a program to build Lego robots and program them into an iPad, and it's a programming basically.
Wow.
And yeah, it's a 2-hour workshop. And
please, in 2 hours you can do that.
Yeah, but please don't ask me anymore, because it's about the principles of engineering, coding.
Oh, a bit of coding. Great.
Yeah. Your Legos to move or do different things. Now, is that making any sense?
It makes absolute sense to me.
Does
it's
it?
Wonderful. Coding is the future. Absolutely. If I had young children now, I'd be steering them at coding. Coding
would you?
Everything's going to be. Yeah, not being able to code is going to be like not being able to speak English.
Okay.
In the future, I think. Yeah. It's the thing that drives all the software we use, all the computer interfaces we use. It's how you actually, you know, how you make all those things go. So coding is a really good thing to learn, and it's just a language really.
Okay.
So it's not hard.
So I'm actually showing my age considerably, and Bob's sounding a whole lot younger than me.
Thank you very much, Daddy. That's really nice of you to say that.
The program's for 2 hours, and I've just had to ignore all of what Bob's doing. And again, we can't have any more than 12, but we need 10. So if you're interested in the robot lady, I'm trying to just confirm dates in January, but I have to have some expression of interest. What I'll do is pop the details on Facebook so you can see what I'm talking about if you can't get your head around it, which is totally understandable. And so you can have a read. And
actually,
then again,
look, if you're a mum or a dad uncle or a cousin, simply say to the younger person in your life, would you like to build a robot and program it? And they'll go, yeah, wow, that'd be great.
Really?
And there you go, yeah. Would you like to build a robot and program it? Well, and then you can go take them down to Marawan and go to the pub. Oh, go have a cup of coffee while they learn to program.
Well, I love
robots.
The way Bob's making that sound really easy. Now, what I'd like to talk about is the meditation program that Gabby's running on a Tuesday night in the centre. She started on a Monday night, and we realised that Monday nights are probably a very busy night here in Apollo Bay. So we've changed it now to Tuesday nights at 7:30 to 8:15. All you need to do is bring along a blanket. It's $10 a session, and it's absolutely wonderful. I've done it myself, and you feel amazing afterwards. So please, it's casual. So if you're tempted just to have a bit of guided, beautiful meditation with Gabby, that is absolutely, couldn't recommend that enough. And she'll also be running a couple of workshops during January. And so what we'll be doing, Bob, is we'll be having a January summer program, which will be released early December, so people know what's going on. And we're going to promote it to anyone, our visitors anyone that's out here around in the bay in January. It would be lovely for you to participate in some programs. Now, what I want to talk to you today about, Bob, is we've started a new program. It's not a new program at all, but it's a health and wellness reference group. And that group there's a number of really committed people, which is great. We've got Lonnie from the gym. We've got Fran from health and good eating. We've got a number of people. We've got about 8 people on this group that are meeting regularly or starting to meet regularly. And they're people that have shown interest in wellness, basically. And wellness be it not, when you think of wellness, you think maybe exercise, you might think of maybe what you put in your mouth, you might be thinking of going to the gym. But we're looking at wellness as a holistic approach. And that could be, again, meditation with Gabby. It could be a whole range of different alternatives that make us well and happy and all of those wonderful things. Mental health is an issue. So what this group's looking to do is there's been an idea, and that's the idea is to look at saying that we could have a health or a wellness hub. And that hub is to basically provide all the information about what is currently happening in the Bay. So we all know that there's yoga classes with Kate on Monday, and there's yoga classes on Tuesday at 5:30 at the Surf Life Saving Club. There's a number of them. So, you know, look in the news sheet. You know that there's many of them. What we're looking to do is provide a guide of wellness and health and wellness programs. And that's just more than outside of yoga. It's about then going, well, taking stock of what we've got and then looking at our gaps or our shortfalls and going, all right, do we need to think about something for a particular age group or a particular need? And we suspect there are gaps in the community, and that's why this group's come together. If it is that you're interested in being involved in it, and it's a great group, it's meeting on the 20th of November at 2:00. So if you're thinking, oh, I'd like to get involved, or I'd like to know a little bit more about it, please just give me a ring. Or if you've got an idea or you believe that there's a gap or there's a shortfall within our community, we're really interested to know that, because what we're doing is taking stock at the minute. So we're doing like a bit of an audit to find out what's actually going on. And it might be that you're doing something and you think, oh, I don't think many people know about this, or I don't put in the news sheet, or I'd like to do this. Please ring, because we really want to go, all right, well, that's what we're doing and this is what we need. So please get your little thinking hats on. And we're looking to develop this concept for 2018. And so it might actually even form part of the Apollo Bay website. We're not too sure even where it's going to go, but we're starting on a journey, and that's how we're looking at it. And it is a journey. So we're not too sure where we're going to put it, how we're going to promote it, but we do want to take stock and say, well, this is currently what we've got in our town. So can I leave that thought process with you? Now, Bob, do you have any questions about that?
No. I mean, that's so you're talking about developing a little looking at all the things that contribute to health and wellness.
Yes.
Jotting them down, get the whiteboard out, get the butcher's paper out.
That's right.
Write them all down.
Yep.
Say, okay, look, all those 30-year-olds have got it all covered. You know, if you're 60 to 70, you can do a bit of functional movement, but there's not much else or whatever. So what could we put in there?
Yep.
And then after some sort of period of time, assembling all that and disseminating the information. So creating a few things that you think might be missing.
Yes.
And then disseminating that information via the web and via Murrawarne, of course, and via Otway Health Information Services. Yeah.
Yes, because we think in the Neighbourhood House that we could provide a number of health and wellbeing programs, and they might be one example might be Cooking for One during winter. So Cooking for One has been a really popular program in other houses, and that's about when you make the old tuna bake that you don't have to eat it four nights in a row, and you get sick of eating tuna.
Cooking
bake.
For One, yeah.
Yes, Cooking for One, or it could be
best plan for that is you know, grab the other one and then cook for two.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you could grab the other one, that might be good too, Bob. And it could be grabbing the other one. So there could be a whole class about grabbing the other one. No, let's not go there. You can tell.
No, what I mean is that if people are interested in cooking for one, then maybe all those people can connect the dots and make meals for two and share them.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
Sort of, you know, of like course. A variation on the old progressive dinner.
It was me that went to a weird spot.
We all went there. I just rescued us.
Oh, thanks. And speaking of that, the other idea we had is potentially having a community lunch next winter and looking at things that are about connection, about people coming together and eating.
What a great
well.
Idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Community lunch. That idea.
Yeah, so they're all the things in the wellness box. And also we're thinking of any sort of programs, casual health programs. They could be exercises, they can be meditation, they can be discussion groups, they could be anything, just so that we could run them in the centre and also offer them really cheaply, because we're about running them at a reason of a cost that people can afford. And we're not here to make money, we're here to provide a service. So all we need to do is cover our overhead. So if have a think about that and think about what are the things that you think, oh, I'd really like that. Or if you've heard something in another little community or in a big community and you think, oh, I'd like to do that.
Let's have a lunch.
Next
year. Yes. And find a wellness guru or two to come along and speak, because we do like a guru.
Oh, we love a guru here, don't we?
We do like, and we collect around a guru.
Yes.
So maybe we could find someone that's making a bit of noise in this area and have a lunch with them.
Okay, great idea.
Invite them down for lunch.
I'm busily writing now because he comes up with some great ideas, but I think it's a really nice one, and especially I think when it's winter time and it's we need to still connect. So it's food's always a really nice connection because you get cold.
You bet.
Yeah. So what band are you going to play for me?
What band?
Yeah.
Well, I've just figured it's got to be Van Morrison all the time with you.
Of course.
You know, on 3ABR.
Haven't heard your voice in quite a while.
Your Community Care Chemist is a pharmacy unlike most others. Profits are reinvested back into staff education, service improvement, and directly into the community through health education, sponsorship, donations, and direct benefits for our 40,000 members. We are a not-for-profit group that delivers the very best in traditional and natural healthcare products at the lowest possible prices. Station sponsor, the Apollo Bay Community Care Chemist, where you get the best for your health and the health of your community.
Is a place in Apollo Bay where you can actually taste the local environment. You can bite into the otways, savour the flavour of the ocean and the green, fresh forests. Try and buy local produce of every imaginable variety at the Apollo Bay Farmers Market. And join the Southern Otways Food Co-op every third Sunday of the month at the Youth Hall in Moore Street. Station sponsor.
The New Aluka is a takeaway cafe, but did you know it's also a restaurant and a bar, and they have accommodation. Opposite the skate park in the heart of Apollo Bay, you can sit inside or out, enjoying your coffee, cake or meal. They have a new menu, and you can call them on 52376531 or just Google them. The New Aluka is a proud major sponsor of Apollo Bay Radio.
Great fish and chips at the New Aluka. It's New Aluka. It is a bit new. Hang on. Wait a minute. Let me turn you on.
Why is it new?
I guess it's been refreshed and refurbished.
Oh, okay.
And they've got a new attitude.
Oh, fabulous.
Down there.
Great.
Yes. I don't know why it's new. Anton said it was new. That's why.
Okay, let's just go with that.
Good.
Speaking of food, let's go straight into one more thing.
It's getting nearly lunchtime.
Yes, it is.
That's why we're speaking of food.
That's
why.
No, it's coming Christmas time. Do you realise that, Bob?
No. Yes, I do.
I've got a very... Why did I start this? Why did I start it?
I could say dreadful things, but I won't.
We have a very talented young, a beautiful lady in the community called Gay, and she is the most beautiful cake decorator. And she's offered to run a short course to do Christmas cake decoration if anyone's interested. And I think it's a really lovely opportunity. She's thinking early December, and it's for what's Christmas, really, baking, really, and decorating. So if you're interested in decorating your Christmas cake or doing some Christmas baking and you'd like the opportunity to come to a workshop, we're going to run it at the RSL and we will take names. I'm just trying to put it out there and see how much interest we've got. And if we've got some interest, we can tailor it to whatever. So if it is you're sitting there with your Lion's Christmas cake and you think, I want to decorate that.
Well, not just the Lion's. Lots of people make the Christmas cake well early because you put lots of goodies in it and you let it mature and all that sort of
stuff.
So bring your creation along and give it a little – dress it up
oomph,
a bit.
A bit of oomph, really.
A bit of oomph, rather than just whacking a bit of icing on the top, well, you know, on the Christmas Eve.
I think the thing is you're meant to make it 6 months previous. Is that right?
Well, I don't know about 6 months. Well, look,
I think there are
lots of disciplines about Christmas cakes, yeah, but yeah.
A discipline is the right word. So please keep that in mind. Give us a ring. Last but not least, and then I shall go for this month, but I'll be back next, is L2P program. We have got a working group established and we've got a number of people, the police, a couple of mentors, Annabelle from the youth club, Mel, the volunteer coordinator, and a number of other people are joining together for a little working group to look at how we can promote the program in the community for our young people. It's the programs for young people between 15 and 20, and we don't want to lose the program next year in Apollo Bay. We've got a car that comes down each week, and so it's at no cost to anyone wanting to participate in that program, but we potentially might lose the car, which would not be good because we'd lose the program.
So we've had how many this year?
We've had three.
Three this year. Okay, so here's the deal, mum and dad. You know, your kid's got to do 120 hours behind the wheel. Now, in Apollo Bay, it's pretty easy if you're going to go to lawn or whatever to stick the kid in the car and, you know, he does the driving and racks up the hours. However, much better to make sure that a good number of those hours are with someone else.
Yes.
Not with you. Not because you don't have the time or the love or the care, but because your son or daughter will get a whole different idea about driving and be much more rounded in their approach to their driving skills by driving with someone else. And it's a bit like catching the bus to Apollo Bay occasionally. You'll support a service that's vital for some people who don't have mums and dads with the time and the effort to and the car even to spend 120 hours behind the wheel. So if you've got a young person in your life that's needing to rack up hours for a driver's license, L2P at Murrawarne.
And the interesting thing, Bob, you probably don't know this because I certainly didn't, that the rules have changed as of the 1st of November that your young person has to have 20 hours of night driving.
Night driving.
So if it's gone from 10 to 20. And so through that program, what we've learned is the young people here in our community don't necessarily experience driving or haven't had a lot of experience driving outside of Apollo Bay. So things like roundabouts, things like pedestrian stop, you know, the pedestrian crossings, traffic, all of those things are very different from our small community down here. So it's a perfect opportunity for your young people to have experience outside of Apollo Bay. And it could be, you know, Colac, where there is more traffic and there is more things like, obstacles, roundabouts.
Yep.
I don't know what you call them.
Roundabouts, obstacles, traffic. Yep.
Traffic, it's the traffic. And so it's the experience of all the different conditions. So we're meeting tomorrow at 10:30. We're going to look at a communication strategy. Obviously, the school's involved as well, which is great. So thank you. So please, if you're listening and you're thinking, oh, yes, please get behind it because we've actually got six designated spots for 2018.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Fantastic. That's it, Bob.
That's about it for now. This has been Murrawarne Musings, the monthly bulletin that brings you up to date with everything that's happening in the busiest little community house south of Melbourne, probably in the whole state.
Oh, I'm not sure, but I'll see you next month in December for Christmas cheer.
Oh, a Christmas musings. Cheer. This is 3ABR Community Radio.
Thanks, Bob.
Bye.